welcome back to Freddie and AJ's studio thing about ADHD.
Woo! We're back.
Hello, AJ.
Hi, Freddie. Freddie, my boy.
Today we're going to be talking about friends.
We are going to be talking about friends.
And not sitting on chairs. We're not talking about sitting on chairs. But we're not sitting on chairs this time.
No, we've decided to move the studio desk up. It is fully accessible. We decided that we were feeling too wiggly to be on wiggly chairs. So we're just stood because it's much more comfortable. And Freddie can move a lot more freely. And he's working very hard on trying not to hit the studio desk with his hands as he wiggles and wriggles about. He's actually now doing the Macarena rather beautifully with a big grin on his face. I really need to get a camera in here. We're going to talk about friends because Freddie is literally the most awesome kid in the world. And he always has loads of friends.
This is going to be really hard because I'm not allowed to mention any names.
No, you can't mention any names. So you just got to say somebody I know. But even though...
Somebody I know does this. Somebody I know is bad at playing netball. By the way, that somebody is my mum.
Thanks, babe. So we're going to talk about friends because Freddie is excellent at making friends. He's so smiley. He's so happy. He says hello to everyone. Everyone knows him around his school. He's kind of a legend. However, it's not always easy, is it, with friendships? Because sometimes...
If other people don't want to make friends with you, then it gets really hard. Really, really hard.
It does get hard. Why do you think anyone would possibly not want to be friends with you?
Maybe because I'm annoying. I'm not annoying. I'm just...
100%.
I'm 100% annoying. Wait, what?
No, you're not 100% annoying. You're 100%.
I'm 100% human.
You are 100% human and 100% awesome. But sometimes...
No, it's a million percent awesome.
A million percent awesome. Percent means out of 100, but okay, let's go with a million percent.
Yeah.
And Freddie is super lucky that he has got some really, really awesome friends who get him, who get why he wriggles and wiggles sometimes.
I've got this one friend.
Yeah?
Yeah. I go to his house sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I've only recently started going to his house.
Uh-huh.
But we play video games together. It's really fun.
Nice.
And their kid's room, yeah, has like its own like drinks fridge.
No way.
Yes way.
That's awesome.
With their own drinks of their own choice.
Oh my goodness, that is awesome.
His sister has Orangina. He has Coke and something else.
Wow. I don't tend to give you Coke. Why don't I give you Coke, Freds?
Because I've got ADHD and sugar with ADHD makes me go...
And you can feel that though, can't you? What's really interesting now with Freddie is he actually doesn't choose sweets anymore.
I choose chocolate.
Yeah, if we're gonna have a treat, we're gonna go with chocolate because the fat content tends to.
Unless it has to be sweeties, then yeah, I'm gonna go with sweeties.
Slows down the sugar.
And this is like going to Flip Out because I do not like Flip Out anymore. They changed the whole place. Like I had two places which I really liked. They took away one of them. I was okay because I kind of liked the one which they replaced it with. But they took away the other one and they banned the other one which I liked.
Mm-hmm. It was too much change, wasn't there?
Yeah, they took away both things which I really liked and the other thing which I really liked.
That's really upsetting when change happens, isn't it?
Yeah, and then we didn't get to go on the other thing which I kind of liked.
How did it make you feel when you went to Flip Out with Daddy and your friend the other day?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it at all?
Nope.
You didn't do any bouncing?
Nope.
What did you
do?
There's
like five trampolines there.
Really?
Literally. Flip Out is a place to go on trampolines. It's all like, come here, you get to go on a trampoline. It's really fun. No, you don't. It's one trampoline for like what? You get to go one trampoline for like 5 minutes. Then you have to come off. Someone else can have a go.
Do you think you'd be okay?
It used to be if you can stay on one trampoline for the whole time you're there.
Would you think you'd be okay going back now that you know that it's different? Because last time you went, it was kind of a shock, wasn't it? You walked in expecting one thing and you got something else altogether.
But no, it's usually like, 4 months before they change it? 4 or 5 months. Last time it was a year and then it was like a few months. Before they changed anything, it was a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like... I was expecting in a few years they'd change it. No, in like what, a few weeks they changed it.
Yeah, it was annoying, wasn't it?
I really hated it.
Yeah, I think that's another thing we can talk about on
like
this.
The blue area, and like the green like bounce into like a big pit of like square thingamabobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those I really liked. They took away both.
And so, for you, it made it intolerable, didn't it? You weren't able to bounce.
Yeah, I was like, wah! But it was actually kind of fascinating to see how deep it went. It went pretty deep. The big pit. Because
mm-hmm.
they emptied out the whole pit, and it went really deep.
Yeah, well, I suppose it would have to. Different people have got different weights. They might sink all the way through to the bottom.
I know. Some people have bigger weights than me.
Don't point at me. Cheeky little what's it. All right, I've got my Christmas turkey on. What are you talking about? It's January. Thank you, darling. As I mentioned in previous episodes, Freddie is in charge of the buttons in this studio. What could go wrong? We started this talking about friends. So I just want to kind of round off. What are the awesome things about having cool friends that totally get you?
I really like buttons.
Pressing buttons, yeah.
Yep, it's fun.
Can I get you to talk about friends?
I've got lots of friends. I can't count.
How many friends?
I can't count how many friends I have.
And you have friends that are younger?
At least.
Older?
400 and something friends.
You really do? People really uh-huh. like you because you're fun loving.
And
you're a nice kid.
Inside and outside school.
Yeah.
So I've got at least 120 friends in school.
Yeah.
There are 160 people in the school, so.
And the best thing about
or
your
friends.
Or is
it 260?
Who've known you a while.
260.
Is that they know that sometimes you are going to get up in situations where everyone else might be sitting, or you might sit where everyone else is standing, or you may lie down or spin around or just suddenly need to say something.
Go.
And most of your friends just find that quite funny, or they just kind of patiently wait for you to have your moment to get the wriggles and wiggles out. And I think those people, they're just awesome.
At the moment, I'm conquering with a chair. Conga, conga, conga.
I think in some ways, a lot of your best friends are also, some of them have ADHD, don't they?
Most of them.
Do they? Why do you think you end up being friends with other people with ADHD?
Because I've got ADHD!
I found it funny that most of my life as a mum, at least, I've ended up being friends with the kids who probably have ADHD. And you know why? Because their mums and their dads are really fun.
And they've got ADHD.
Well, not necessarily.
Most likely.
Maybe. But they're fun. And it's almost...
My mum's best friend almost definitely has ADHD.
Okay, we're not supposed to talk about other people.
But this is about friends.
You're right. Your mum's best friend almost definitely has ADHD.
Which is... I didn't say the name, I mouthed it to you.
Yeah, good job. But friends are difficult. When I was at school, I found friendships really difficult. I used to find I made friends really easily, but I found it hard to keep friends. And the reason was that sometimes they'd be telling me a story that I just didn't find interesting. And then they would find that they would then... I would be distracted or I'd be looking around. And that obviously doesn't feel good for the person who's telling me the story. Or I would jump in and tell a story about a time that I had experienced what they're describing. Because with ADHD, that is a way of showing love. It's a way of saying, I completely understand what you're talking about. I have this similar situation, which really shows you how much I've understood what you're talking about. However, for somebody who's not neurodiverse, or for anybody really, it can come across that actually you are just trying to turn the conversation back around to yourself all the time, which isn't the intention at all. And I think lots of people with ADHD have this. I've pretty much lost Freddie now under the table. So I think we're going to wrap it up. Thank you very much for listening again today. Freddie, can you hit the buttons?
3, 2, 1. Sorry, Freddie.